Gary, a defeat today. We went down fighting, we were chasing the game at the end. How gutted are you by the end product today, by the end result, I should say, not by the performance?
Yeah.
It's hard to take, isn't it, after watching the effort and the passion and
what we put into the game. Yeah. We dominated the game, especially the first half an hour, to come away from home and play the way that we did. And score, but then when you dominate like we do in that first spell, you know, we should have capitalised and scored again. And it was either through wrong execution or wrong decision. But you heard their crowd, you know, they were totally on their backs. And I think, what was it, first shot at goal, and then it goes for a corner, and it's a free header, and. Yeah, it beggars belief at times, doesn't it?
It's a bitter pill to swallow, but ultimately we were chasing the game late on. It was brave for you to throw Pody O'Connor up front.
Oh, yeah, well, we had to try and win the game, and as ever, and late on you get it back to 2-2, but, you know, even when they score their third, it's there's only one player in the box for them, you know, and... he manages to get the shot and score the goal. Not acceptable, the goals that we score, and again, not acceptable the way that we don't capitalise on our dominance in terms of how we play. I think since we've been here, between both penalty boxes, I like the way that we go about it.
Yep.
I like the way that we try and play. But we've not been good enough in both penalty boxes in too many of the games. It's as simple as that.
So much endeavour and fight about the team today as yeah. well. We struggled for goals, and we get a couple on the road yeah. and still don't win the game.
Yeah, well, you score two away from home, you should be taking something. You know, something.
I think we would have done had we not sort of gone for it late on. You could have sort of taken the point, couldn't you, and stopped the rot?
No. I disagree with you, because even when that ball goes in, like I say, there's one Bristol Rovers player in the box. So
still avoidable, yeah.
It's still avoidable with us trying to win the game still. So, you know, we need wins. We needed wins. It's as simple as that. We know that. So, you know, it's tough today. We had magnificent support again. And we just got to dust ourselves down now, go again, and get ready for this big summer.
Lot to think about. Sean Scannell certainly gave you plenty to
brilliant.
Think about today. Cause how well did he play in his return?
Brilliant. You know, he was outstanding, wasn't he? And not only was he outstanding, but to go as long as what he did for us, you know, he showed you how eager he is to keep playing. And for him to have been out 5-6 months and play as long as that after... just a brief show last week, so fair play to him.
And Josh Wright as well, he's not played 90 minutes, did yeah. well today.
Listen, I thought all of us did. I thought, you know, what we've been undone by our own individual mistakes. You know, I think, okay, the second goal is a fair strike from the lad, but the three goals, in my opinion, are all avoidable, and that's the disappointing thing.
Coventry next week, obviously, mathematically, we're still in the hunt. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to let these players just give up, sure.
No chance, not. Today, personally, that's you know, low I've been since I've been here, but we've got a long bus journey home, and we'll get over it tomorrow, and then we go again. It's we can't feel sorry for ourselves.
Well, we can't. 12,000 season tickets sold this week. I know you've been a busy man on the phone, but I mean, that tells you the task ahead, doesn't it? And what we've got to do to get it right for those people next season.
It's an amazing effort from Julian and everybody at the football club for the hours that they've worked, and you know, to come up with that offer, the idea. And then the supporters' response to it, like you say, what it does do is it just makes me more determined to, you know, get working very, very, very hard to give them something that and players that, you know, they can see fighting for the shirt. And to be fair, these lads have today again. And but yeah, that's an unbelievable return so far, and you know, it's greatly appreciated by myself, and you know, we'll have a good go for them.
Plenty of strengths about the team, too many weaknesses. That's been the bottom line. Do you know what we need now going forward? Because it looks like it might be Lee Two. I know you, we can't officially confirm that, but do you know where we need and what we need?
You know, my main aim and focus has obviously been trying to concentrate on these games. But, you know, with like you say, with that looming, it obviously, and the end of the season coming, it's you know, they're the decisions that we made in the next couple of weeks. But in terms of what I would like to see as in my idea of how my teams go about it, then, yeah, I know what's needed from that.